Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, West Denver. Here's a quick message from our sponsor, Local Works Wheat Ridge, provided by its executive director, Paige Piper.
Local Works is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to make Wheat Ridge a more vibrant and sustainable place to live and work. Our mission in action is programming that provides neighborhood revitalization and small business support, keeping and growing the businesses we know and love in Wheat Ridge. In simpler form, we provide connection. Connection to business, connection to community.
This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Amber Betts.
Hey there, I'm Amber Betts with the Good Neighbor Podcast, West Denver, and I'm super excited to be here today with Brad Kuhn of Finding Nectar Nursery in Arvada. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Good. How are you, Amber? Thanks for having me on.
Good. And their seasonal open date is coming up on April 7th. So tell us, Brad, about your business, about what you guys do, and everything about it.
Yeah. So our opening day is actually on April 27th.
Oh, 27th. I said that wrong. Sorry.
That's okay. April 27th. And so this is going to be our third year being open. We are a Plants for Pollinators nursery. And so that means that all of our plants, when you come and buy for us, are good for local pollinator species. So if you're looking to help out any bees, birds, butterflies, slugs, bats, whatever it may be, whatever may tickle your fancy in terms of pollinators, please come on by and see us, and we can help you out with any of your garden needs too. So we are a garden center and nursery. We grow everything from seed on site and really just want to help pollinators in the Front Range. So
amazing. So tell the listeners, Brad, how you started the business, how you got into it, a little bit of your backstory.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually started this business as a COVID project and a little bit out of boredom in there. I wanted to put in my own pollinator garden in my backyard in Westminster. And after doing a bunch of research and trying to look for resources all across the U.S., I realized that there really isn't a good one-stop shop for pollinator plants in Denver. So I bought some seeds and started them in my basement, told my neighbors what I was doing, and they ended up buying all of my plants that I had grown for that year. So I thought the logical next step was to open a little nursery to be able to help out. And that's really what inspired it, is my love for bees. As my family kind of calls me, Bee Man Brad, and it's become slightly my persona when I do classes or speak and things like that. And it's just a ton of fun. And I really love to share my excitement for bees with my community.
Awesome. So tell the listeners, I mean, you obviously have a niche and what you offer is unique, but why do your customers keep coming back, or kind of what sets you apart besides what you said already?
Yeah, I mean, what really sets us apart is our types of plants, and we are basically a pesticide-free and follow all the organic practices for our plants. Mm-hmm. So when you come and buy our plants come in a little bit of a smaller container than what you're used to. And we try and explain that to all of our customers, is that like, we want you digging the appropriate size hole in our very clayey soil. Yeah. And what happens is then our good root structure ends up growing really quick and spreading that out into like all the flowering plants that like actually will flower that first year. Since we don't force anything to flower, kind of that old adage, or what my mom always says, is don't expect it to flower in the first year. And So we really want to get that flowering and get that habitat going for our pollinators in that first year. And what that means for our customers is that they have a beautiful flowering plant in that first year. They'll overwinter a lot better. And there's a lot of good benefits for doing that. So our customers really enjoy kind of that educational process that they come in. We do a lot of educating when you come in. You can ask any of us. You'll probably see me out there in the nursery. And we want to spend as much time as you need and what makes you feel comfortable when deciding on what plants you want for your yard. So I believe that our customers come back for a lot of our customer service and education in there.
Love it. So obviously the big news is your opening date, but tell us more about what that means and what people can expect, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we're opening April 27th. We'll be open 9 to 3. We're going to have live music. We're going to make it kind of a fun event since we are a little farm too. So our goats will be out, our alpacas, chickens. You can possibly go out and see the beehives. We'll have some coffee and snacks out there. Kids can kind of run around. But it should be good for the whole family to come on out and just see what we're up to, kind of get your plan ready for spring. If you're not ready to plant, if you're ready to plant perennials, it'll be a good time to get them in the ground. You know, one thing, part of our education process is just also saying, as long as the ground is thawed, you can plant perennials and shrubs, in Colorado, because the weather is mild enough, to be able to do that. So come on out, come say hi, and come check us out in Arvada on the 27th.
So we kind of ask our guests, you know, what else do you do for the community? I mean, it seems kind of like your business is a community service in a way, but I know how like seasonal it is, but do you do anything else to give back or get involved in your community?
Yeah, we definitely do. We have hired in the past people with needs, special needs in there to come work in the nursery and give back. We have events out on the farm for groups that want to come out as like a retreat, or we have classes for kids out there too. We're at a lot of the libraries and do a lot of talks about bees and pollinators that way. And then really, if you reach out to us and have anything in particular, you know, we are happy to help. We kind of have that old farm adage of like being a good friendly neighbor. You know, if you need your cup of sugar, please come and ask us, because we want to help and we want to make Arvada and the Front Range feel like that small town community that, you know, we're from. It seems like a lot of us are transplants here, and really having that like community aspect that we can go to. And, you know, we just really want to be that resource for people and, you know, to tie us all together in that way.
I love that. So obviously your business and what you do keeps you super busy, but what else do you do for fun? What are you doing outside of work?
I'm an avid rock climber. Okay. Obviously I'm a gardener. I mean, I don't know if I can call that a hobby though, seeing that it's part of the job too, but I love to have the vegetables grown in my own garden and trying out different things that way. I mean, we are so close to the mountains. Anytime I can break away and get into the mountains, I will be doing that. And then just hanging out with friends, you know, kind of what we just talked about before is like, I'm a big community person. So creating our farm to have a community there, going out to different things and events around town, I really enjoy that kind of stuff. So a little bit of everything, anywhere from the standard Colorado to just kind of having my own little community and friends around me.
Got it. Awesome. So just to wrap up, tell us again, the opening date, your location, like best ways for people to reach you, your website, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So we're opening on April 27th from 9 to 3. It may be a little chilly, so bring your jacket. We'll have some treats for you guys, and we'll have some treats you can give to the animals too. Live music. The best way to learn more about us is go to findingnectar.com or search for us on any of your social media platforms. If you have any questions or concerns, please email directly me. It's brad@findingnectar.com. You know, no question is too crazy or outlandish. I will get back to you as soon as I can. Stop on by. We're in Arvada. We're at 15550 Highway 72. And that is right out on the south side of Candelas, on the north side of Leiden Rock. Come on by. So we'll be open all spring, summer, and fall.
Awesome. Well, that just about wraps it up. Brad, any other tidbits you want to share with the listeners that we missed?
Oh, tidbits. Oh, I always have tidbits. So, the tidbit of the year is actually working with PPAN, Pollinator Protection Action Network. We were able to definitively say now that there is 1,006 bee species here in Colorado. Which is crazy to think about, that there's over 1,000 bee species here in Colorado, and over 70% of them are threatened or endangered. So if you're looking to help or get more involved, please stop out, and we can give you little tips to help out all of our pollinators.
Amazing. Well, Brad, thank you for your time. Thanks to the listeners.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Yep. Have a great day. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwestdenver.com. That's gnpwestdenver.com. Or call 720-295-9588.